Welcome to the Crimson Circle Connection Center in Louisville, Colorado. Whether you're listening on CrimsonCircle.com or watching on CrimsonCircle.com or listening on BTR, thank you for being here, and we have an incredibly loud, celebratory live audience here with us. Yes, see?
It's what I call the summer audience.
Oh, you my know, goodness.
They come when the weather is nice, when we have a lot of food. And
a lot of beer and wine.
Boy. You know, sometimes in the middle of January, February, not so much.
Not so much.
People have come from all over the world to be here, actually.
Now, Jeff Hoppe, you are...
Yes, darling.
Truly.
I'm in trouble when she says that. Okay, I'll stand over here.
The most incredibly strong, sensitive, amazing man I could possibly imagine.
She's under a spell. Hypnosis.
It's true. But.
I knew there was going to be that but.
Well, this is an acknowledgement of your sensitivity.
Yes.
When we were sitting there and the music was starting but it was dark, did you see it? It's like, I thought you were going to break into channel.
I might have. But I had to tell Adamus, back off, we're going to do the slides today, whether you like it or not.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
I felt that.
No, actually, I truly, when the music was playing, I was just connecting with everybody and just really feeling into the energies. It was a little crazy before we got started today. I mean, crazy in a good way. Crazy you. the energies were really high, really good. And I just took a moment just to feel into Shumbra all around the world. I have no idea if Adamus is even around.
Oh, this was not prepared.
No. Nothing's prepared. That's why it is the way it is. But I was just feeling into the energy. When that song goes on, you know, we've been using it for kind of our theme opening song for a long time. When the music starts playing, I almost get a little teary, you know. It's like, oh, we're here. We're doing this. So that's what I was doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome. Glad to have everybody here. And we've got a full house today. Those of you who are watching in online, why don't we show a picture of everybody, the full house. We have people sitting off in the wings, people in the Masters Club, people, how about some lights and audience shots and... They see enough of Linda and I. Just everybody wave like you're happy or something, you know. Like you're all sitting there, yeah, well, okay, I made it here. You were so much livelier before. What happened? The camera turns on and you're like, whoa. That's the way it was. Anyway, we have quite a bit to discuss today. And Adamus was gone all of June, as he mentioned, other than we did do a couple of events here. But he wasn't hanging around for personal interaction the last 30 days. So it was kind of strange, kind of nice, having him gone.
And, yeah, my bedroom was a lot.
Yeah, except. Whoa. Okay. We slept better than usual.
You call it whatever you want, baby.
It gets warm in here. It's like a fan on. But anyway, we have Shumbra who have come in from all over today. You have quite a list there, don't you?
Yeah, where do you want
from
to
out of state?
Start here or here?
Well, why don't you start just here? Start right there.
Okay. Here. So, from Australia.
Wow.
We have Margarita. Where are you, Margarita?
Australia.
Oh,
go ahead and stand
lovely.
Up so everybody can see you.
Lovely to see you. It's winter in Australia, so this is a nice break.
Nice and warm here. What part of Australia?
From Geelong, close to Melbourne.
Close to Melbourne. Okay. Yeah, we love that area.
Yeah.
It's really good. Yeah. Thank you. Was it a long flight?
It is. Very long.
Very long.
Yeah. Yeah. You wonder if you're ever going to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You wonder if you ever get here. And then you keep looking out the window like I do. And it's still ocean. Still ocean. 15 hours later, still ocean. And boom, mountains when you get to Colorado. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for being here.
Okay. So we have David O'Brien from Spain. Well, there you
go. David from Spain. Good to see you.
Oh, and a friend all the way from Netherlands, Amy, is here.
Hi, Amy. Good to see you.
She's been traversing Colorado, traveling, photoing.
Great to see you.
Okay. And then from Slovenia, Marusha.
Little Marisha, lovely outfit today. Lovely.
Thank
you.
From Arizona, we have Pamela Williams. Where are you, Pamela?
There she is. Good to see you again. Glad you're here. Is it a little cooler here in Colorado than Arizona? Much.
She was saying when she left yesterday at 2 o'clock, it was already 113.
Oh,
yeah.
And I think here today it's, what, about 95?
That's really cool for her.
Yeah, but and 95, but it's a dry heat. So, no, it really is. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah.
And another long-term friend, Stefan. He says he's from California, but we met him long before. Mm-hmm. And from New York, Dorothy, where are you? Hi,
hey, Dorothy.
Dorothy. Thanks
Good
for
to
being
see you.
Here.
Yeah. You moved to Colorado.
Yeah, we moved to Pueblo West because that's where my son and daughter are.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Lovely.
Well, you got that 15 seconds of fame anyway.
There you go.
You know, North to charge, but thank you.
From North Carolina, Yolanta, where are you? Welcome.
Thank you for being here.
And then
she was so excited when she walked up before I was outside, and you were just kind of nervous and excited
about
being here. First time, right?
Yeah. She got here early.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
From Ohio, Tracy. Where's Tracy?
Hi, Tracy. From Ohio.
Tracy, are you here with Matthew? Matthew?
Yes. Matthew, good to see you. What part of Ohio? Cleveland, an exciting place. No, really, it's a great place. Yeah. Okay, I won't say anything. I'm kidding. Ooh, I'm going to shut up. I have my coffee. And
from Tennessee, Tanya.
Hey, Tanya.
Yay!
Good to see you again. Thanks.
And let's see, I've got everybody in this. Last but not least, from New York, Staten Island, our friend, Gail Newby.
Hey, Gail.
Woo!
By the way, Gail is such an important part of everything we do. And I'm going to embarrass you a little bit.
She can handle it.
She does all the transcribings of all the shouds, workshops,
cloud
classes, everything. And she's absolutely amazing. She's been doing it. Well, come on up here a moment.
Like Merlin, it's magic.
Come on. Yeah, just walk right. Yeah. So Gail's been...
Thank you. She deserves it. Thank you. I mean, I get goosebumps. We'll send her something, and the next day, all of a sudden, the transcript is there. I don't know how you do it. Amazing.
So, Gail literally has access to everything. You hear all the materials, all the shouts, and you'd think she would get a little burned out on it, but you're always so excited. And so literally, like on a shout day like today, we go until about, 7 at night or whatever. And then Peter will take the files, the audio files, send them to Gail. She'll have them transcribed, both sessions, everything transcribed, sent back to us by 8 o'clock the next morning.
Mind-blowing.
Amazing.
Mind-blowing.
Amazing.
And can you imagine then what that opens up? That's where all the translated material, of course, is generated from. So not only is she doing the transcription in English, she's making it possible for all the people out there that do the translations to do the translations.
And we'll do a workshop, like a 3-day workshop, many, many hours, send you the files. She'll have them back to us. Within a week?
It's magic.
I mean, it's amazing. How fast do you type? Oh, would you give her the microphone?
Yeah.
Linda and I are yammering.
Yes, please, sorry.
How fast do you type?
113 words a minute.
Oh, I can't even talk that fast. So if I was talking as fast as I could possibly talk, I think she'd go faster typing than I could talk. Yeah. I have to ask, do you ever get tired of Adamus, his voice?
No, I never do?
Oh, wow. Like, she's so... Hardy, all these sessions, she hears and listens and transcribes everything. So you can imagine the energy that you're in so often. I mean, it's amazing. Anyway, Gail is a tremendous, wonderful person. We don't see her that often because she lives in New York. Is this a little different here in Colorado than New York?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've been going like nuts. We're going to make her come back more often.
I know. Well, last time we saw you was at the Interdimensional in Golden, Colorado.
That was a long time ago. I didn't realize it had been so long because we always see her working away. So.
Is there any friends or family watching today that might be?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I mean, friends, I mean, Chambra all over the world, but we're so delighted that you're here.
Thank you so much.
She's a joy to work with.
Truly,
I mean,
a pleasure. Unbelievable pleasure.
I enjoy it.
Unbelievable.
Thank you. And this is the first time at the studio, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it cool?
Yes. And she's going to party tonight with us.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we keep hogging. Did you have anything you want to share?
I'm just glad to be here. Happy to see everyone again. I missed you all.
Good. Thank you, Gail.
Thank you.
You're incredible.
You.
You're wonderful.
Just a minute.
Oh, we have a little parting gift for you before you leave. Yeah, we just couldn't let you come here and leave without a parting gift. It is the 2018 Inspire Consciousness Award.
Thank you.
So, Gail, we knew a long time ago that you so deserve this award for all the work you do. And we kind of had to coerce her into coming out and kind of put pressure
not
on her.
Too much.
You need to be here. And so she was finally able to come out. So this is for the acknowledgement for everything you do for Chambra.
Thank you.
You're truly
an angel.
Thank you very much.
Boom.
Thank you, Gail.
Appreciate it. So we had to kind of find out how do we do this, how do we coordinate all this, but it worked out perfect. Thank you, Gail. We truly love you.
Absolutely.
Linda and I are like, okay, don't lose it. Don't, just maintain your composure. But, yeah, we really appreciate you. And we had to find a couple shots of you. I think this was from the Tobias's departure, I think, back in 2009. So, yeah. Boy, how time flies.
She looks the same.
And
so
you don't
cute.
Age. There's something
You're
what's
so cute.
Wrong. But you don't age. Anyway, congratulations, Gail.
Thanks.
Okay, let's take a deep breath with that. And last month, Shoud 10 of the Wing series. Let's take a look at what we did. I remember parts of it. So I remember there was a really important point in the Shoud that came at the end, but I think everybody's going to remember it as Edith Shoud. Let's take a look at the recap.
Okay.
Edith, you're over. We're getting to the point now where we're combining the human, master, and I am. Human, which is the experience. That is the purpose of the human. You wonder, why am I here? What's the meaning in life? Meaning in life, to experience. That's it. Now the human's going through a whole new experience. What it's like to be realized. What it's like to integrate with the master. And the master is the wisdom component in here. Human experience, master, wisdom. The human loves this. Oh, I get to experience being a master. Not really. Your experiences now have the wisdom of the master, but it's not that we're masterizing the human. Now the human's getting a new experience with the wisdom of the master and the I am. What we're doing here is integrating those three together. That's happening right now. And again, the human can't really imagine it. All it can do is allow it. why is it that so many systems and self-help programs, why is it that they're really not effective?
I think they're approaching it from the outside instead of from the inside.
They have their program for you rather than your own programs yourself.
There's no money in it.
There's no money in it.
No money in it if you become aware.
Most are mental.
Yes.
Effort, trying.
Yes.
Discipline.
Yes.
And they really have not included the most essential ingredient, allowing.
Can't say it any better. David just summarized that. I was going to stretch this little thing out for a while, but I can't. They're not yours. They're somebody else's. Somebody else's Reiki. Somebody else's energy balancing. Somebody else's physical or mental balancing. What you've learned through the courses has gotten you to this point, but they're not going to bring you into realization. It's got to be your own. And that's such an important thing. It's one of the key points today. When you get to this point, can't rely on somebody else's anymore. There's just one thing at this point. Just one thing. And it's allowing. That is it. It is you and you and you. Yourself, the human of experience, the master of wisdom, the I am of presence. Whew. Just allowing all that. No more studying. No more working. No more stressing, no more macchio. It's all about allowing. Four steps. First, the calling. The calling, if you'd write that on the board. You all went through that. You know what the calling is. You're just sick and tired of life. You know something's got to change. You hear this. There's this kind of almost haunting, nagging voice within you that you try to ignore. And it's the voice is saying, it's time. It's time. It's time. You go from there into awakening. You remember your awakening. Some of you had it, boom, it was just right there. Some of you kind of slid into it. But remember that euphoria, that innocence of awakening. You suddenly realize there's more out there. There is more to life than this. It's a new day. Everything is coming up lollipops. It's just like, oh, euphoria. And it lasts for, I don't know, sometimes 3 or 4 months, sometimes a couple of years, until everything goes to the dark night. If you would write that as number three, the dark night. You start experiencing the dark night, and you wonder, you doubt yourself, what happened to the awakening? What happened to this innocence, this naivety, this joyfulness? Now you got the dark night. Now you're dealing with the demons within. And like I said before, they're not on the outside. These demons, they're from the inside. You cannot bring your shit into realization. That's why Kuthumi's coming by with a garbage truck to help pick it up. You simply can't. An unworthy being cannot go into realization. There's a dragon at the doorway making sure that you don't bring your stuff into embodied realization. It is a blessing. It's not a curse. The dark night is meant to go in and find all that crap, those feelings of unworthiness that are at many different layers and levels. Energy serves you. But a lot of you don't think you're worthy. I hear the words, you say, yes, I'm ready for realization. Yes, I'm ready to let energy serve me. But I've been watching this last month because we're really amping it up now with allowing energy to serve you. And there's a lot of feelings of unworthiness. There is so much energy that's right here ready to serve you. But if you're not feeling worthy, you are going to block it. It's about you now understanding that you have spiritual maturity. Spiritual maturity is first being a creator. Immaturity is saying, well, what did I create? How big is it? Where is it? How am I going to benefit? That's immaturity. True spiritual maturity is I create, alatone. I create. And then I go into that experience. I go into that creation, and I allow it to be whatever, because it is my creation, not somebody else's. It is my energy that is coming in now to serve me within my creation. That's spiritual maturity. I actually had several beautiful meetings with Kuthumi, Metatron, Tobias, some of the other dear ascended masters. Why is it that they hear the words, allow energy to serve you, but they're not doing it? Why? Worthiness. And that's why it shows up as those tormented times, awful times that you feel you're being ripped apart. It is you testing yourself. Am I really ready? Am I really spiritually mature? You testing yourself to the core. And that's got to end. Are you ready to stop testing? The master is not testing you. The I am is not testing. They're impatient with you now. Are you ready to be worthy? Period. And then we can move on.
Shaboom.
Yeah. Okay.
So it was about, are you ready?
It was about, are you, what, how are you testing yourself?
Yeah. I like, are you ready, better.
Are you ready? Are you worthy? Are you testing yourself?
Are you testing yourself?
None of your business. No, I think we all are. I think we all do that. He's going to talk more about it today, so I'll leave that one alone just so he has something to talk about. But, yeah, I think it's a big issue right now. The real question is, why?
Because you can.
We didn't have any events, live events last month, so we don't have photos of that. We had some online things, but not live events. So we're going to go straight into the upcoming events.
Oh, boy.
And we start out right here in Colorado with our summer events. We have a number of things we're still going to be doing this summer.
Yes, we do.
Including the channeling workshop coming up at the end of the month. And it's sold out, so.
It's sold out. But remember, Chambra, you understand how Chambra work. We do have a wait list, and you'd be shocked how many times there's an opening at the last minute.
Hmm. Well, wow. Yeah. Anyway, we love doing the channeling workshop because I'm not channeling. It's you, the participants are. But no, it's
really
fun to kind
nice
of
workshop.
Talk about how we got into all this and what we've learned about the dynamics of channeling. So. We'd done it for a while, and then we'd stopped doing it for a while. Now we're back doing it again, and it's really popular. I really enjoy doing it. We limit it to 36 people just because it's a lot of interactive work.
The first time we did was 2003.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, here we are again. So that's coming up shortly after that. It is the Angel webcast.
Woohoo, angels!
We do that twice a year, a special webcast just for Crimson Circle Angels.
Thomas
also takes questions at that time,
yeah,
which he normally doesn't.
Never does.
Yeah, so he must really love those angels.
I think
but
so.
But it is for angels only, coming up July 31st.
And again, it's a way for us to show extra appreciation to the angels who are incredibly loving and contribute to the Crimson Circle with no expectation. So that makes it even more wonderful to be able to do it.
So I'm looking forward
Thank
to that.
Thank you to all the angels.
After that, we're going to have kind of a fun Saturday and Sunday. But it's the on August 11th, it's the Chambra Tarot Party. The Guruji is wonderful. She's from Florida. She's coming in. And we're going to do tarot readings. And we pick the subject. We have her do a reading on Chambra if we want to hear a reading about, I don't know, she had done that kind of impromptu reading about Saint Germain. Didn't even know who he was or who we were. And
it was about Adamus. It wasn't Saint Germain. It was Adamus.
Adamus, yeah. And obviously, if you ever go back to her website, She had no idea who we were, but obviously Adamus came in and was sitting right there with her. So we loved it so much. We said, come on in. We'll do a, just kind of a fun afternoon. And it's online and in person. So if you're in person, we'll have a little party afterwards. If you're online, you get the 90 days access to the files. But that'd be kind of fun.
Okay.
Yeah. And then coming up after that, August 25th, right here at the studio, is The New Human Species. And that is with Steve Rother, Jim Self, and myself. And, of course, dear Linda moderating. We're going to be talking about what the entities, our respective entities, are saying about the new human species.
I don't think I'm going to be able to sleep after that.
Probably not. Mm. You've heard some of it already from Adamus. He's talking about technology and, you know, kind of pro-nasty things. And when the three of us were talking, we said, you know, let's get together again this summer. We had fun last year. And let's see how that goes.
Did you pick that date just because it was your birthday, Eve?
I did not. That was the only date that was available where Jim and Steve and myself and you were all open. So it is free online if you tune in. We're also going to be streaming it on Facebook and a couple other things. We have a lot of people already registered for the online, and we will do it here in person as well. But it's always good to get together with our friends Jim and Steve and just kind of see what comes up. Last year was fun. Remember? You don't remember.
Yeah, I remember.
And we're also going to be broadcasting that in Spanish as well. Villy will be back in the booth, like she's in the booth back there today. Never quite know until she turns that light
Jeffrey,
on. Hi, Villy.
I'm a really bad girl. I just don't really care what anybody else says. I really like Adamus.
I do too, dear. But once
I'm
in a while, it's really fun to work with some of our peers. And it was fun last year. Anyway,
how do you define peer? Don't go there.
Make sure to tune in on August 25th.
And don't laugh. It makes me worse.
We will have the recordings available afterwards. So I'm excited about that.
Yay, you.
In September, it's off to Italy, one of our favorite places, the Tuscany area. Oh. Where we'll be doing the Master's Guide. You know, and Linda actually is the one who picks these dates and locations because it happens to be, what, wine harvest time in Italy?
Is that a bad thing?
So you under, for the full 4 days of the Master's Guides, it'll be like...
Chianti and leather! Woohoo!
Yeah. Sold out, so I won't go into too many more details about it. After that, we're off to Lake Bled, Slovenia. Again, one of our favorite places.
Magical.
It looks like Disneyland, doesn't it? I mean, but that's a real picture.
Yeah. That is exactly what it looks
like.
Yeah,
it's our annual kind of a big chamber gathering. Right now we've got, I would say, about 400 people registered.
Mm-hmm.
The auditorium holds up to 500, so we can accommodate a lot. Well, let's take a little look at the beauty of the Bled area.
Good. It's beautiful.
It is. It's a beautiful, beautiful area, and we're kind of limited the schedule this year. We're going to have a number of different speakers, but mostly it'll be channels with Kathumi, who comes around. Well, Adamus lets him come around once a year, so always looking forward to that. And of course, Adamus, and then Saint Germain. And as most of you know, it's a very different energy. Adamus is. he explained it to me this way. Saint Germain explained it. He said, I kind of took a whole group energy of all Chambre all across the world and added a little Tabasco sauce, and that's Adamus, with a little spice on it. And, you know, Saint Germain has been doing more and more channels, particularly in the workshops or cloud classes, and there's such a difference, but he's so serious, Saint Germain. I mean, just real serious, and it's actually more difficult to channel because
really?
It's just it's like a constant stream,
wow.
But almost, I don't want to say monotone, but it's just where with the Adamus now, I'm so used to the jumping around and moving around and, you know, his antics and everything.
Really?
Yeah, you probably didn't notice that, did you?
No, I noticed the antics. I didn't realize that you actually had preferred the one over the other.
Because I've been channeling Adamus so much, I'm more in tune with his dynamics.
Interesting.
And when Saint Germain speaks, it's more, I don't know, lofty, more serious. Yeah, less humorous.
That's true.
Saint Germain never swears.
Never.
But Adamus is known to once or twice, so.
God damn it, why is that?
I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, Adamus is the energy of Chambre and you. That's probably where the swearing comes from. Yeah. And also, for the first time, I'll be channeling Sam, which is a little intimidating. But I've channeled Madame Blavatsky before, so I guess Sam will be nothing. At least Sam is in the Sam. There are people that like Madame Blavatsky, and I get the emails afterwards when she does that, and they're like, "You don't understand why Linda's."
Oh, everybody wants my boobs. That's what she said.
Oh, I thought that was you talking.
Blavatsky.
There are many of us who have a lot of respect and honor for Madame Blavatsky.
Why?
Even though she was a bit of a character. Why? Because she really was a breakthrough in so much of the theosophical society, so much of what we now consider the New Age movement. Back in the 1800s, where it was not that common for women to be in those leadership positions, traveling all over the world, hobnobbing around with El Moria, with Kuthumi.
What, like she's the queen of Me Too?
No, she was amazing. See, now more emails coming. Please send them to Linda. I'll give you her email address. It's linda@aintnorespectforblavatsky.com. You know, I've actually read about her since that channeling in Munich. She was an amazing character. Amazing. But we won't go there. So we get this on camera. Linda thinking about Madame Blavatsky.
She's just like my grandma. I was
that's
like, oh,
right.
My God.
So also at the in Bled. Remember, we're talking about Bled.
Oh, yeah.
Also in Bled is the Divine Joy Theater. They are going to be presenting an original stage production of To Be or Not to Be in a Relationship. They were a smash hit last year in Munich. They're going to be on stage once
Chambre
again.
Chambre acting out, right? You can imagine.
Chambre acting. That's what they should call their group.
I think so.
We're also going to have the live music with Gerhard and Nat called Yoham and Friends. We've got five musicians from Israel coming in, so it'll be some deep music and also some up and dance around music.
And I will tell you, it's really going to be a wonderful event. Bled is a great place to play and to celebrate, and the Chambre will have an incredible time. And actually, when Jeff channels with that huge an audience, it's kind of fun because the material is wonderful. The audience is just, everybody's so engaged.
Yeah, every time we get together like that in a big Chambre gathering, the energies are just amazing. Last year we were in Munich and we had Soy, the flamenco band from south of France there, and who I had no idea how it was going to work out. It was so incredible.
Stunning.
I'll never forget that.
Stunning.
One of the highlights. So anyway, if you are thinking about it, want to think about it, whatever, Magic of the Masters in Lake Bled, Slovenia, in early October. We extended the earlier bird price to July 31st.
Because we can.
So, but that's going to be taking over the whole town. If you're thinking about going, make your hotel reservations soon because they're getting harder and harder to find a room. Or hook up with some Chambra. You know, I think we have a Facebook page for this. Maybe.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Hook up
and
with
Chambra. And there's so much Airbnb and stuff like that. Yeah. And Chambra are really good.
It's not too
far
from Ljubljana.
It's very close.
About a 35, 40-minute drive, I think.
Well, you could take the train straight into Bled.
That's right, yeah. Okay, so that's that. Okay, then November, it's Hawaii.
Oh, we're going back to Hawaii?
We're going back to Hawaii at the Amyo Retreat. It is sold out, so I won't say anything more. And then right after that, in the same month, I can't read the dates. Oh, yeah, it's November 20th through the 24th at the Amyo Retreat in Japanese. And that's getting close to being sold out.
It is. So if you're thinking about it, don't wait because it is filling up.
Yes. Ohio.
We're excited.
Ohio. That means good morning.
Toyota.
Lexus to you. Okay. We are back at the villa in Hawaii in February. We have a couple different events there. Four spaces left for the Amyo Retreat in February. And then...
Nice month to be there.
Oh, beautiful month. And as we mentioned last month, the volcano is 100 miles away from the villa, so you don't even have to worry about it.
And there's 14,000 feet because it's a mountain between the Kona side where we are and the volcano side.
Yeah.
And it's like, everybody's like, are you worried about the volcano? It's like, are you kidding me? People would come and they'd pay big money to see that thing. Now you can just stand there.
Yeah.
There it is.
It's been really good for roasting the coffee, too.
Yeah.
So, and we're doing another threshold in February, and it's about half sold out right now. So if you're thinking about it, threshold is truly one of our favorite events. Amazing.
And if you think you want to go, once again, the earlier you book the flight, the better deal you're going to find.
Yep. So now it's time for Chambra News. Yeah, Chambra News. Okay. Start out with, once again, the Chambra magazine, the award-winning Chambra magazine is now out. All of us really cranked to get it out the week of the Shoud. So it's out, and it's really good articles, all the information about workshops and events in the Chambra magazine.
Jam-packed.
Yeah. Just a reminder, there's no Shoud in October because we are going to be at Lake Bled. Yeah. So once a year, we skip doing a Shoud, and October is the month. So if you show up here, nobody will be here. That's it.
I'm sorry about the Blavatsky jokes.
Don't tell me. Tell them, right?
I'm
Am I right or what?
Blavatsky
that you shouldn't be talking about somebody who is an important part of the whole Enlightenment movement.
I know. It's shameless behavior.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. This is our last Shoud of the Wing series. We go into a whole new series next month. And yeah, it's gone by so fast.
Really fast.
It's just flown by. Get it? Wing series. I was looking the other day at the webpage, and just a reminder, because it comes up once in a while, every Shoud is in text, audio, and the Shouds after, I forgot when it was, 2003 or 4, are in video. Some people asked me recently, you know, about the text, and it's like, yes, Gail does all the transcribing, and it's on the website. Just go down there. You can either select the what we call the Chambra News portion, this portion of the show, or the actual Shoud. It's in video, audio, and text. And also in about, I forgot how many languages, like, I don't know.
More and more.
12, 15 different foreign languages.
More and more.
So, okay, and the other thing that amazed me while I was looking at the website is we're on a 19th series. Unbelievable. Starting with a New Earth series in late 1999 into 2000, and we've been going ever since. The first year, it wasn't every month because we weren't organized.
I heard there are 20 pictures if there's 19.
The one on the far lower left is for something else. It's about, what does it say?
Lower right.
Lower right. Special channels. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but good eye. Boy, you are so quick. for somebody who insults Blavatsky, you're really good.
We all
anyway,
have our witnesses.
It's amazing. So we're moving now into our 20th series.
Wow. And,
you know, all of it's free, online, anytime, any place. And really, everything is all right there in the
right
shelves.
There.
It's right there. So it's we got to celebrate
but
next
month. But I'm still addicted to Keyhawk.
And you realize next month is also, we meet on August 4th. August 3rd is Adamus's birthday.
Whoa.
Maybe we should all get dressed up as Adamus.
Maybe we should move the meeting to August 3rd.
maybe not. Anyway, we also just came out with the latest cloud class. It's the ProNOS 2018 update. You know, we do the regular ProNOS at the beginning of the year in January. It's been pretty intense lately.
You think?
We just filmed the update a couple
he
weeks ago.
He prognosted that. He said it was going to keep being intense and over the top.
Yeah. We just filmed the update. It was very different.
It's incredible.
It is truly all about Gaia. And it's called Goodbye Gaia. You know, it's not the first time he's mentioned that Gaia is leaving, but here he goes into details, explanations. It's really quite fascinating. He talks about what Gaia really is, what happens as Gaia is departing. It's really fascinating, kind of a mix between sci-fi, science, fantasy, physics.
It's incredible. It's over the top. I lamented that we called it Goodbye Gaia.
Really?
A little bit, because it goes so beyond. You know, that statement's been made a number of times, and this doesn't just say goodbye. This just says this is how it's going.
Yeah.
And it's really a lot of information I would have never anticipated. You can feel it, and it's just like, oh, my God. You get such a sense of what it means and the potentials for where it goes.
Yeah. And it ties into ProNOS in many ways, the technology and everything. But it kind of goes off in a different direction.
It's incredible.
I think we have a recap we'd love to show you. ProNOS 2018 update. Goodbye, Gaia. Into this whole time of the machines. Well, simply put, Gaia is leaving. Gaia is leaving. It's time for humans to take responsibility for this planet, and there's no better time than right now with all of the technology that's available on the planet. And you could say that as Gaia leaves, human consciousness, human technology will now come into play. In a way, taking over the role that Gaia has been playing for so very, very long. That's the subject of this ProNOS 2018 update. Let's take a look at what I call tech green. G is for Gaia. It's an entity, a souled being. So often when people refer to Gaia, they're being very broad about it. They're referring to the plants and the animals and the fairies and everything. That's actually not Gaia. There are the realms. The realms. All brought forth by Gaia, in other words, the potential for a realm comes from Gaia. And we have many realms on the planet. E, the first E. Earth, Earth itself. I'm talking about terra. I'm talking about the dirt, the ground. It's a rock. The next E in our tech green, the next E, is energy. As Gaia leaves, and there's less of an old reliance on sun energy, there is another form of energy, and it's that energy that Gaia was taking, transmuting and distributing, bringing life force to the planet. And is nature. It's a nature all around you. It's the life of the planet. Tech green, it's coming to this planet. Gaia's leaving. What's replacing it is technology and human responsibility. So what are the implications? Gaia leaving, technology growing each and every day. What are some of the implications? What can you expect in the world in these next few decades? Let's start at the basics. Cleanup. The planet is resilient, but it's kind of dirty right now. At about the same time, technology is going to be used for food. After so much of the technology has been applied to food production, one of the next steps is literally our new biological species on the planet. Come to a point where water is being manufactured in a laboratory. Not just cleaning up old water. I'm talking about making water, making air. This is the tech green of your future. This is the ability to take the core of biological life and reproduce it. What's happening right now with technology is the ability, a little bit further down the road, but not to have to eat, to find that source within. And I know this is true because to a large degree, I did it in my lifetime as Saint-Germain, and other humans have done it as well. Other humans have tapped into this crystalline structure that brings energy. It means you don't need food, water, or actually even air. This isn't science fiction. This isn't projection. This is what's happening to the planet, particularly right now as Gaia is leaving.
Can you imagine?
So the Pronos 2018 update, Goodbye Gaia, is available now on the Cloud Class. There's three sessions, all about an hour. The last one has a beautiful mirab. And a little spoiler alert, but in that mirab, Adamus equates what is happening within us as we're shifting our biological body, starting to bring in our light body. He equates that to what's happening with Earth right now. Gaia's leaving, and it's coming back to not only our responsibility, but back to some of the original forces of Earth and some of the crystalline energy. So it's really quite fascinating. A lot of great information in there. There's 90 days to view it on the Cloud Class. It's $44 through September. So it's
a good deal for a lot of information.
You know, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, ProNost is always about technology. This takes a whole different turn. It's really so much about Earth and about, you really start to feel into it, the changes we're going through in our lives and the changes now the planet is going through. It's really quite amazing, quite
very
beautiful.
Very good material. Yeah.
And basically, Adama says the world that we live in now is going to be so different 20, 30, 40 years from now, totally different, to the point where it's even difficult to project out past about 40 years because goes to singularity, goes off the charts. So we're right in the midst of that. Whoa.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Well, anyway, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's just about time for a break. But before we do, we want to thank everyone, the production crew, always working hard. We want to thank the beautiful transcriber, Gail.
Oh, yay, Gail. The Inspire Consciousness Award winner of the year, Gail Newby.
All the translators translating in about 22 different
it's
languages.
Incredible.
The web hosts, the workshop hosts, everybody else, the Crimson Circle Angels. They are such an important part of the work in such service
gift
to Chamber. So thank you all. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back for you know who.
Uh-oh.
So we'll be back at 2:30, so that's about 36 minutes, plenty of time to use the restrooms, get coffee, even if you're out there listening. So we'll see you back here at 2:30 for Adamas.
Enjoy the beauty outside. The weather today is just stunning.
Oh, stunning. All right.
Thank you
Thank you all so much. We'll be back
Thank you.
Soon.
Thank you.
Thanks.